all about her. Her body, her mind, her wellness, her sex, her relationships, her aging, her beauty. It's Her Radio. Starring acclaimed entrepreneur and women's advocate, Michelle King Robeson. And leading women's health expert, the doc who walks the talk, Dr. Pam Peek.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Michelle's off today. You know, I'm always on the search for great natural medicinals that boost women's health. I'm talking about herbal medicine. And we have Dr. Aviva Ram with us today, who's going to be helping us understand, is there a role for herbal medicine in women's health? She is the author of Botanical Medicine for Women's Health. She is a Yale-trained physician, board-certified in family medicine with obstetrics, and completed the integrative medicine residency through the University of Arizona with one of my colleagues, Dr. Lodog, out there. So, Dr. Ram, let's look at this issue of botanicals. First, what's the role of botanicals in women's health?
You know, Dr. Peek, often we jump to medications really quickly for common symptoms or even sometimes more chronic symptoms that we have in our life. And medications, while they can be very effective, often have unwanted side effects that come along with the package. So, for example, if we think about antidepressant medications, they can be really helpful, although studies show that sometimes they're really only about 50% effective. But they can cause things like feeling your emotions kind of be a little bit dull. They can dull your sex life, dull your thinking. So you may feel a little less depressed, but then you're paying the price in other ways. Whereas numerous studies have shown that many herbs can be as beneficial, sometimes more, than pharmaceutical drugs, and almost always with significantly fewer side effects. So a comparison would be an herb like St. John's wort, which by many, many studies has been shown to be just as effective as many of the antidepressants, but with none of those side effects that I mentioned.
I love it. So that brings us to, I mean, what are your top go-to herbs that you recommend for women? It must be one of those common things that just keeps coming up again and again. I'm thinking of like women who are menopausal looking for natural ways to be able to manage the hormonal firestorm that happens during perimenopause. You mentioned depression. So what are your top herbs that you find yourself constantly talking about and recommending?
Yeah, it's a great question. It's like one of those things when somebody asks you what your favorite song is and you think about 50,000 different ones for different
situations.
Oh, yeah,
at least.
Exactly.
Of course.
So when I practice with botanicals, with most of my patients, they really are very individually directed to that individual patient's needs. But there are some that do come up over and over. And I'll tell you three of those. One is called turmeric, which a lot of people are already familiar with. And turmeric is just a cooking spice. But when it's concentrated, especially in its form called curcumin, it is a brilliant anti-inflammatory herb. And the root of so many chronic conditions that we're facing, whether that's a little bit of joint pain, surprisingly, even things like depression and brain fog, have their root in inflammation. Also, we hear a lot about things like leaky gut and digestive problems being associated with more chronic problems in our health, and turmeric gets to the heart of that. So I often recommend 500 milligrams of curcumin extract. It can be in a liquid extract or a powder, 2 times a day, and you can even go up to 1,000 milligrams 2 times a day. It's also generally safe for most people. Although with any botanicals or any supplements, it's good to check with your doctor and also make sure there are no specific
Excellent.
Drug interactions.
Oh, yeah. I love it. And I just love curcumin. I think it's a fantastic idea. And you know, really cancer, heart disease and diabetes are all inflammatory diseases. So, you know, this is definitely an herb that can help. So what's another herb?
So another one that I love is called ashwagandha. And it's actually in a class of herbs called adaptogens. So ashwagandha is one of the poster girls of this, but other ones in that same category are rhodiola, holy basil, American ginseng, maca. And what these herbs do is that they help reset the adrenal stress system. Now, like inflammation, the adrenal stress system is also at the heart of a lot of issues that women face, having food cravings, especially for sugar, being tired at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and needing some kind of caffeine or sugar pick-me-up, tired and wired before bed, and then also it's anti-inflammatory, so it can help with your joints as well. So ashwagandha is one of those, and that's one of my favorites, but any of the ones that I mentioned in that class can be used interchangeably.
Awesome.
And they each have their own little flavor. You know, rhodiola is a little more for anxiety. Ashwagandha is a little bit more for that tired and wired. And ashwagandha can be taken before bed, which is nice because women who have some perimenopausal symptoms and aren't sleeping quite as well, ashwagandha is beautiful for that.
You know, that's actually a great idea. I didn't even think about that. Of course, because of the rocking and rolling sleeping you have all night long during the fluctuations in sex hormones during the perimenopause. All right, what's one more herb? This is just fabulous. So
great.
Informative.
So another one that I love, which is so nice across different life cycles, is lemon balm. It's such a simple herb. It can be taken as a tea or in a liquid extract or in capsules. And in the sort of ancient tradition of herbal medicine, it used to be called the gladdening herb because it made people gladder and happier. And really it does. It uplifts the mood, but it doesn't.
Oh gosh, can I take a shower? Can I take a shower in this stuff? Can you just sort of spray paint me with this?
Well,
you know, love it.
Speaking of taking a shower in it, one of the really nice things, it's such a gentle herb. You don't really have to worry about side effects or drug interactions. It doesn't make you sleepy, but it calms the nerves. It can help with going to sleep. And for women in the perimenopausal years, really nice research is coming out showing that it helps reduce hot flashes. So, you know, if you're thinking about something like hormone replacement therapy, which can be really helpful but has side effects with the hormones or potential side effects, or something as gentle and benign as lemon balm, which doesn't do anything to the hormones, it supports the mood, it helps you sleep, it calms you down, makes you feel a little happier, and it helps with hot flashes. You can drink.
Oh, I love it. I mean, it's just, it's like a checklist. Boom, boom, boom. I use it in tea and I just absolutely love it. No wonder I'm such a glad person. Heck, I didn't even know. Well, listen, you know, all of these things are wonderful. I'm just, you know, I want to make sure people understand out there that this is a tough one. You know, I was the first senior scientist in the Office of Alternative Medicine, senior science, fellow, at the National Institutes of Health in alternative medicine. And one of the biggest issues we had was safety, because, you know, you go into a place like GNC, it's like wall to wall, who knows what? And none of this is regulated by the FDA. So you sit back and you say, gosh, you know, how do I know about safety and efficacy? Now, I know that the NIH has the Office of supplements, you know, exactly. And so I would use that as a go-to place. I would also, quite frankly, have everyone out there run to Dr. Aviva Rahm's book, Botanical Medicine for Women's Health, because I know she addresses this issue of safety in the book. And also go to her website, which is Aviva Rahm, that's R-O-M as in Mary, M as in Mary, .com, to be able to get a good understanding of some of the benefits and simple benefits of integrating herbals into your life. And they come in so many different forms. I think Dr. Rahm has done an excellent job of summarizing and giving us a little bit of a tease on how easy it is to do this, but you've got to have the appropriate mentor and guide. And everyone, Dr. Aviva Rahm's the one. Botanical Medicine for Women's Health. Dr. Rahm, thank you for being on Her Radio. We thank you for your wit and your wisdom. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and you better stay well, too.